EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory, otherwise isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny and hot in the upper 90s, heat values as high as 109. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures mid-70s. Right now, it's 86.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture groups welcoming the announced changes by the Trump administration to the National Environmental Policy Act. The White House says the final rule will modernize and accelerate environmental reviews under NEPA so infrastructure can be built in a timely, efficient, and affordable manner. President Trump said by streamlining infrastructure approvals to further expand America's unprecedented economic boom. The Ag Retailers Association supporting those reforms. Darren Kopic, their CEO, said the final rule will speed up the approval process for much-needed infrastructure projects. That will especially benefit rural communities in which ag retailers and their customers live and work. Fertilizer Institute applied the rules by saying many of the members have been negatively impacted by outdated NEPA guidelines. However, environmental groups are objecting. Natural Resource Defense Council CEO and Obama-era EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said the rule a clear attempt to silence and sideline folks who make it easier for industry to pollute communities. The coronavirus pandemic continues to overwhelm rural hospitals and upend ag economies and interrupt daily life as we know it, making it clear that family farmers in rural communities require additional support to withstand the trying times. A letter was sent on Thursday to Senate leadership, and National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue highlighted the many difficulties the organization's members have been enduring over the last several months, recommending policies that would help ensure both their immediate well-being and a long-term recovery. Most urgently, family farmers and ranchers, they say, need financial aid to overcome the severe market disruptions and depressed prices. While the CARES program provided critical support for hospitals, family farmers, workers, and rural communities, LaRue noted that in the absence of further assistance, net farm income is expected to drop by 12% this year. That's a loss significant enough to potentially push thousands of small and mid-sized operations out of business. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's already difficult sometimes to get substitute teachers in many school districts, but now with the COVID-19 virus, the delay of school, and the potential spread through children, many substitute teachers across the state are concerned about even showing up.
Generally, that's a really good time and fun to watch, but yeah, no, there's just, and I'm just not going to be a part of it. You know, one of the kids gets sick and makes me sick, you know. Yeah, it's just asking for trouble.
That was Brenda Groh, a substitute teacher on Cake News. And because of the changes, many of the school districts are working on making teachers versatile in the classrooms.
Maybe a PE teacher, a math teacher, and a science teacher work together to accomplish this task. So it's possible that maybe the PE teacher could physically walk in and help with a math lesson in the event that a math teacher isn't available.
That was Corey Gibson, the superintendent of the Valley Center Public Schools. The Kansas Department of Education is working with local school districts across the state for the resources they potentially need for the reopening. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offers
Super Salad on select and stock vehicles with a proof credit. 10,500 miles with 2650 escape a mile thereafter. All Ford Phoenix dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
A new survey of bankers suggests the economy remains weak in rural parts of 10 plains and western states. The overall index for the region does remain negative at 44.1 in July, even though it has improved since June's 37.9. In the rankings, any score below 50 does suggest a shrinking economy, while a score of 50 or above suggests a growing economy, according to the survey organizers. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says a weak agricultural crop prices, retail sales, and layoffs have hurt bankers' economic confidence. Bankers were surveyed in the states of Kansas, Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And a Kansas official who's trying to unseat a freshman congressman who's been charged criminally with election fraud picked up the endorsement yesterday of another member of the state's congressional delegation. Congressman Ron Estes said he is endorsing State Treasurer Jake LaTurner over fellow Representative Steve Watkins because the charges against Watkins means Watkins' eastern Kansas seat will be in danger if he wins the primary. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers have arrested the fiancé of a woman found stabbed to death in the small eastern Nebraska community of Malmo. The patrol says in a news release on Thursday, the 25-year-old Colton Barnes was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and felony animal cruelty. Authorities say 27-year-old Kayla Matulka's body was found on Wednesday morning in her home in Malmo. Investigators say a dog was also dead in the home. Barnes was being held Thursday in the Saunders County Jail. Malmo is a village of roughly 120 people, located 34 miles north of Lincoln. And about 90 people staying at an Omaha homeless shelter have been put in isolation after another guest there tested positive for the coronavirus. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Sienna Francis House north of downtown Omaha made the move after becoming aware of the positive case on Tuesday. The shelter's chief development officer, Chris Knopf, said the unit where the infected man was staying has been deep cleaned and another common area of the shelter has been sanitized. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Fair is underway in Blue Rapids, accepting 4-H and open class entries from 4 until 8 p.m. today. The livestock judging contest begins at 7 this evening, and the Red Dirt Rendezvous Band entertains. Saturday, the swine show starts at 8. Dog showcase runs 2 to 4. Bucket calf shows at 5:30. Watermelon feed at 6, and the rewind band is live at 7. Sunday, the beef show starts at 8, poultry show at 9, the model rocket shoot-off at 2. Fair parade begins Sunday at 6. All entries welcome, no candy or contact. Lineup at 5:30. Pedal pull follows the parade, and Savannah Chestnut is live at 8. Petting zoo and pony rides operate each evening, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tune for updates on KNDY from the fair, with 4-H youth who took part in pre-fair judging airing Friday and Saturday, as well as other reports each afternoon with Ben Keller. The North Central Kansas Fair Board at Belleville this week announced the NCK Free Fair will be canceled. The 305 Nationals will still be held at the Belleville High Banks. Republic County now has reported 19 positive COVID-19 cases, with two current related hospitalizations. Pottawatomie has also canceled many activities in conjunction with the county fair in Onega due to coronavirus concerns. Washington County still has reported just a single case. Marshall County has four current cases with two recoveries. Nemahal County has had 34 cases with one currently hospitalized and 28 recoveries. A rising number of cases in Kansas prompted Governor Laura Kelly to issue an advisory Wednesday afternoon that suggests school not start until after Labor Day. KNDY will follow plans for area schools as specifics are announced in coming days. Earlier this week, the State Board of Education had advised local districts should control local decisions. Graduation at Lynn High School is planned Saturday at 9 a.m. Lynn had 13 seniors. Graduation at Washington County High School is Saturday at 2. Washington County had 25 seniors. An injury accident was reported July 1st in Marshall County. Ryan Heniaki Frankfurt reportedly struck a vehicle driven by Elmer Samsel of Waterville on Cyclone Lane near 7th Road. Samsel was transported to CMH in Marysville, treated and released. June 29, James Youngins of Seneca lost control of his vehicle on Indian Road near 26th Road, striking a tree. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Kickoff for the Kansas Shrine Bowl Saturday evening in Topeka is 7 p.m. Storm Slupionic of Marysville, Quinn Bussing of Axtell, and Campbell Havercamp of Centralia will join Coach Larry Glotzik of Centralia in the annual tilt. City of Marysville will host an informational meeting for any groups interested in operating the sport and recreation programs beginning next year. The meeting is open to the public Tuesday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. It was announced this week the annual FNB Fall Fest in Washington, planned in September, will be suspended this year. The Big Kansas Road Trip was postponed again until next May. The annual event, which will include Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties in northeast Kansas, was initially planned in May, but delayed until September on COVID-19 concerns. The latest change was in response to continuing developments from the virus. The new dates are May 6th through the 9th, 2021. Wanda K. Hilchin, age 66, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. A vigil service is planned Friday, 6 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Family will see friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Wanda Hilchin. Mickey M. McIntyre, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday, 9 a.m. at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mickey McIntyre. Noel O. Rorta, age 59, of Summerfield, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Summerfield. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Noel Rorta. Ray Gobby Dittmers, age 94, of Washington, passed away May 4th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Dittmers.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
quick, what's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Don't know? Then come watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail at the Astro 3 Theater on Friday and Saturday at 7, and on Sunday at 2. Afterwards, head on over to Feldhausen Field for some free movies on Friday and Saturday. At twilight, we'll watch the ultimate summer adventure with The Goonies, followed by the funniest baseball movie ever, Major League. Everyone is welcome. Bring your chairs and blankets or sit right on the grass, or tune your car radio to our movie station and watch from the parking lot, the Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the main concern for today into the weekend is that heat. We have heat advisories as we're going to see actual temperatures well into the mid to upper 90s. Some areas we could see heat values as high as 110. So make sure you stay safe, keep hydrated, and stay out of the direct sunlight, mainly late morning into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see isolated storms for today. We have a system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. That cold front will push through, bringing more showers and thunderstorms for Sunday into the early parts of next week. So across our area, heat advisory, otherwise isolated storms, sunny skies, mid-90s, heat values at 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s, wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 110. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, temperatures mid-70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2006. The average low, 69. Record low, 55, set in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Everybody knows you should put ice on an injured muscle or joint, right? But everybody might be wrong. A look at some new recommendations today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 17th, the 199th day of the year. Actor James Cagney was born on this day, and Disneyland Theme Park opened in Anaheim, California on this day in 1955. If you strain a muscle or twist an ankle this summer, it's a good bet someone will suggest putting an ice pack on it. And while it will certainly provide temporary pain relief, the practice is getting a second look by rehab experts. It turns out that inflammation is a necessary step in the healing process. It's initiated by our immune system to heal damaged tissue and muscle. Icing a wound may not only short-circuit that process, but it can restrict blood flow and damage healthy tissue. For minor aches and pains, ditching the ice pack may help shorten the overall recovery time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver.
This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as we continue to get prepared for the fall semester and fall athletics across the country, the NCAA has announced that college football players should be tested for COVID-19 at least 72 hours before each game. Kick News also reports that any players with high-risk exposure to the coronavirus should be quarantined for 14 days, and everybody on the sidelines should wear a mask as well. The NCAA did release its safety guidelines on Thursday this week to help member schools navigate competition during the pandemic. At the same time, the American Athletic Conference also announced that it would be requiring all schools to test football players for COVID-19 at least 72 hours prior to competition. The Power 5 conferences are expected to require the same thing. In other news, as the shortened baseball season is set to get underway next week, left-hander Danny Duffy is set to start for the Kansas City Royals in their very first game against the Cleveland Indians next week. It will be Duffy's third start on opening day, as right-hander Brad Kelly, who started the opening season last year, is sidelined for testing positive for the virus.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers up select models with free credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Stinger through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expires July 31st, 2020.
The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed with defensive tackle Chris Jones on a four-year, $85 million contract extension that includes $60 million in guarantees. Cake News says the report came down on Tuesday. The anonymous spokesperson said the team had not announced the signing as of yet. The Chiefs and representatives for Jones have been working on a contract extension ever since the end of the season last year, when they remained far apart on terms and the Pro Bowl selection skipped the entirety of the offseason program. Chris Jones was back in time for training camp and helped the Chiefs win their first Super Bowl in 50 years back in February. In the preseason, all Big 12 team was released on Thursday with three Wildcats and two Jayhawks making the cut. Kick returner and punt returner Joshua Youngblood, along with defensive lineman Wyatt Huber and fullback Nick Lenners from K-State, along with running back Puka Williams and wide receiver Andrew Parchment from Kansas University, all made the team. The players are chosen by media representatives who cover the league and by league coaches following the 2019 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants?
Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Join the National Moth Week celebration the last full week of July. This worldwide recognition of the beauty and importance of moths offers everyone an opportunity to become a citizen scientist and contribute scientific data about moths. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Here are just a few facts to get you excited about these winged wonders that often take a back seat to the more flamboyant butterflies. Most moths are nocturnal, but there are a few, like the hummingbird moths, that visit your garden during the day. You'll find moths that are as colorful as butterflies and others that are hard to find due to their excellent camouflage. Scientists estimate there are somewhere between 150,000 to 500,000 different moth species. These range in size from a pinhead to an adult's hand. So take some time this week to observe the moths visiting your gardens and porch light. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
You probably don't give much thought to signing your name on a check or a receipt. It's something we've done thousands of times. But you probably spell your name the same way each time you sign it. Not so for this man. And that means the towns named after him spell it differently as well. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
How did Daniel Boone spell his name? Today you might think there had to be a wrong way and right way to spell one's name, but it seems the frontiersmen never settle on one way, and that affects towns yet today.
When Daniel was first growing up, he didn't have a formal education, but there's a lot of back and forth that he spells it sometimes with an E and sometimes without. There's many times that it's done without the E, and there's several Boonevilles across the country, and the very older ones that are named after Daniel Boone have no E.
Katie Gibson is the tourism director for Boonville, Missouri, the largest of the Boonevilles in the nation. Interestingly, there are 11 Boonevilles in the U.S. 6 spell it without the E, and 5 include an E. So the jury's still out on exactly how Boone should have written his name. Boonville, Missouri became a steamboat port, and many immigrants of German descent settled here from the 1830s to the 1850s.
There was a lot of big agricultural commerce around us, but there was also a lot of just very wealthy, well-to-do merchants and bankers and people that became Missouri's early politicians that were from Boonville. They really thought Boonville was the next big metropolis town in Missouri.
When the interstate was built just south of Boonville, many cars and trucks no longer passed through the town. But today, another type of traveler stops here.
Our visitor center and museum are located right next to the Katy Trailhead. So the MKT rail line was converted to the Missouri-Kansas-Texas, the Katy Trail now. So we'd get a lot of cycling and international cycling traffic that comes through.
Boonville remains an important town with lots of history and many places to explore, including the visitor center where Katy works, housed in the restored 1902 grocery warehouse. Traveling the countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Assessing the fish population is a key part of managing a pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Have a professional electrofish your pond to determine what's swimming there as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Of mine had a fish kill in her pond. A biologist came out to do a fish count and make sure there was still a good balance of species. His recommendation was to stock more grass carp and bass. Retired fishery specialist Jim Rice at North Carolina State University says one of the techniques biologists use to sample fish populations is electrofishing.
An electrical current is put into the water and it creates an electrical field in an area in front of the electrofishing boat. Fish that encounter this electrical field are stunned, and people at the front of the boat with dip nets will dip up these fish and put them in a big tub of water, and then those fish can be identified, they can be measured, weighed, then be released unharmed back into the pond. They recover within a few minutes.
Rice says it provides a good sample of what's living in the pond and can indicate if the fish are growing and reproducing. From this information, the biologist will make management recommendations. The biologist adjusts the electrical current based on water temperature and the size and species of fish.
Usually what happens is people will shock along the shoreline because the electrical field, depending again on all those conditions, the water and such, only extends 6 or 8 feet down into the water column. And so we'll shock along the shoreline and in a small pond, probably just go around the whole thing. What we want to do is we want to sample long enough to get a good sample size of each of the species of interest.
Rice advises having your pond assessed annually. It can be done in the spring, summer, or fall, but late spring is preferred. However, because electricity and water is a dangerous combination, electrofishing should only be done by professionals. Learn more about how electrofishing works at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I recently read an article in a psychology magazine that revealed our biggest fear is human beings. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. With so many fears to choose from, I wondered what it would be. Public speaking? Being alone? The loss of a loved one? I was honestly surprised when I read the result. Turns out, our biggest fear is simply not having enough. We're hardwired to want more, even though most of us don't need it. Can you relate? I certainly can. I ask God every day to help me feel content with what I have, to remove my desire for more. But every so often, I find myself wanting a house with more space, more clothes for my kids, and more exotic vacations. You know, it's not wrong to want more. But instead of doing that, ask yourself, what is my enough? When you know that, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
You don't have to toss out farming traditions in order to be competitive today, but you may need to be open to modifying them. More to come on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Steve Lurch is a consultant and speaker who addresses a lot of food and agriculture audiences. Lurch says farming is about the only occupation where you can have the same job your entire life, and there's a chance your children will follow in your footsteps.
But at the same time, it leaves you at sort of a risk of ending up doing something the way you've always done it, because that's the way you've always done it, because that's the way your parents did it, because it's the way your grandparents did it. And again, in this modern age, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing because, again, consumers change so quick. Technology changes so quick.
In the last couple of Farm to Fork shows, Lurch talked about the need to be on the cutting edge of marketing and technology. But he adds the light version is okay, too.
No one's asking the average farmer to invent the next, you know, robotic whatever. But the average farmer can do enough to read and educate themselves and understand the value of that thing, the importance of that thing, and how it could apply to what they do. You don't have to write code to understand how an algorithm might impact the way you plant crops. You don't have to write the algorithm itself. So again, it's just those simple efforts to pay attention and to try to embrace some of these new ideas.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Like new and on trade and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2016 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive, it's one owner, a 2012 GMC Acadia, 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 Z71 4x4 pickup, and a 2008 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive work truck. Available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as it's time for your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's again take a look across the state of Nebraska in a few different regions, but first, the USDA Crop Progress Report for last week stated that the winter wheat condition rated 4% very poor, 13% poor, 38% fair, 42% good, and 3% excellent. The winter wheat harvested was at about 55%, well ahead of the 11% mark of last year and ahead of the 40% five-year average. We'll get a couple of different elevator reports, including the ones that are near completion, that is including Frenchman Valley and Grant, Nebraska, about 95% harvested in that region, the moisture levels at 11%, protein at 11 to 11.5%, and the test weights coming in at 52 to 62 pounds. We'll look at a region that they're just
now starting to get underway as the wheat harvest is slowly taking off in the northern panhandle, with harvest crews beginning now to roll in and continuing on. Things are expected to be in full swing by the beginning of this week into next week. About 5 to 10% of the harvest is completed in the region. Producers so far reporting test weights in the range of 58 to 61 pounds, protein between 10.5 and 11%, and a moisture from 11 to 13%. And lastly, looking at the southern panhandle, they're reporting that their wheat harvest at about 50 to 60% complete, with the quality testing at about average. The region saw a lot more sawfly than expected, and damage done was immense. Some producers reported losing anywhere from 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Test weights in the region were reported as okay, ranging from 58 to 62. Protein approximately at 11%. The region is moving through harvest quickly and expected to be done soon. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProseed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy, with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete
details. Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation is seeking improvements to the Paycheck Protection Program in the next coronavirus relief package. Correspondent Michael Clements with more.
The Senate will return to session next week, and all eyes will turn to the next stimulus package, which will include a revisit to the Paycheck Protection Program. American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney says farmers and ranchers need changes to the program.
The Paycheck Protection Program provided vital assistance to farmers and ranchers who were able to participate. However, there are additional changes that Farm Bureau wants to see made that would significantly improve and make more farmers and ranchers eligible to participate in the program.
Farm Bureau sent a letter to lawmakers seeking many changes to the program, but has two top priorities.
The current rules of the Paycheck Protection Program state that if a farmer has a net loss in their previous year tax returns, they're ineligible for the program. This is why Farm Bureau is supporting the Paycheck Protection and Producers Act. This act would base eligibility for farmers or ranchers on gross receipts as opposed to net farm income. Another barrier has been the uncertainty on whether or not farmers and ranchers can count their H-2A workers. Current IRS guidelines are unclear, and it's really a lender-to-lender decision on whether or not H-2A workers are eligible.
Carney says only 1.5% of the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting sectors have received loans through the program.
Farm Bureau believes this was the case of a slow rollout of farmers and ranchers being deemed eligible to participate in the Paycheck Protection Program and other technical corrections that need to be addressed by Congress. This is why Farm Bureau is calling on the Senate and the House of Representatives to make changes to the Paycheck Protection Program so that more farmers and ranchers can fully participate.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about what else the impact of this summer's situation in agriculture on our economy and on the lives of many people. After this message, if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Plura.com. Plura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Plura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. One of the news items I haven't been discussing as much recently as I did about a month ago has to do with the cutback of labor in meat processing plants. And it's interesting that this story came on my Reuters computer from the Xinhua News Agency in China. They're the ones that reported on the U.S. situation for processing workers at meat plants here in the United States. Let me share the story from China. COVID-19 outbreaks among meat and poultry processing facility workers can rapidly affect large numbers of people, according to a report of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The animal processing industry employs an estimated 525,000 workers in about 3,500 facilities across the United States, according to this report. And among 23 states reporting COVID-19 outbreaks in meat and poultry processing facilities, 16,233 cases of COVID-19 in 239 facilities occurred in the COVID-19 deaths. And among cases with race or ethnicity reported, 87% occurred among racial or ethnic minorities. Distinctive factors that increase meat and poultry processing workers to risk for exposure to the pandemic, the virus that causes COVID-19, include prolonged close workplace contact with co-workers for long time periods, shared workspaces, shared transportation to and from the workplace, congregate housing, and frequent community contact with fellow workers, according to the CDC. And many of these factors might also contribute to ongoing community transmission, according to the report. Commonly implemented interventions included worker screening, source control measures, such as universal face coverings. That comes up time and again, friends, in the discussion of slowing down the spread of COVID-19. These are engineering controls, such as physical barriers and infection prevention measures that have been put in place by the meat processing plants, but not quickly enough, and also probably not in every meat processing facility in the country. But we have certainly improved the situation from what it was a month ago, and may we continue to do that, because our food chain vitally needs these workers. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
No matter what you show at the fair, whether it's poultry or pigs, there's a risk of disease transmission. Learn how to keep your show animals healthy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Worked hard to get your animals ready for county and state fairs. The last thing you want is for your livestock to pick up or transmit a disease while there. Dr. Dustin Odekoven is the South Dakota State Veterinarian. He says, on a broader sense, disease control depends on the biosecurity plan and actions by the show managers.
And that starts with good cleaning and sanitation of the facilities prior to animals coming in there to be housed. A lot of these pathogens can survive in the environment, whether it be wood chips or shavings or on wooden stall panels, that sort of thing. Some of those pathogens can survive well for extended periods of time. So cleaning and disinfection ahead of time is really important.
Many times it isn't until an animal is stressed by the new surroundings and routine that it begins to show signs of an illness. Be familiar with common diseases your animal could be exposed to and have your own biosecurity practices.
Don't share common watering sources such as community water tanks. Use your own buckets and your own tack and your own supplies. The less interaction you can have between your animals and other people's animals, the less transmission of disease you may have. And even if you do all of that right, you've got animals that are under the same housing for extended periods of time, those pathogens can be spread through respiratory routes easily within a barn.
If your animals go back home with you, he recommends keeping them separate from the home herd for about 21 days. This is enough time to watch for signs of illness in the show animal and prevent it from spreading to the others. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about show animal biosecurity at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hello and good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And passing through the lunch hour, we're still seeing a mixed, mostly higher day through the grains. And same for the livestock, as we're seeing quite a bit of rebounding, mostly higher numbers now for the feeder cattle. August feeders now to 142.77. That's up 17 cents on the day. September up 55 to 143.30. Mostly higher for the live cattle as well, though August still down 25 cents, sitting at 103.02. October up 15 at 106.75, and the back months in the green. Lean hogs, though, still struggling today. August hogs sitting at 52.60. That's down $1.05. October down 62 to 51.20. Still mixed, mostly higher in the grains, with the wheat complex, the snag, mostly lower through Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat. September KC wheat down a half a cent at 448 and a quarter. December to 459 and a half. That's down 3/4 of a cent. Corn complex still slightly higher. September corn to 333 and a half. That's up 3 and a quarter.
cheaper today. December to $3.40 a bushel. That's up 2.5 cents. And the soybeans slightly higher as well. August beans up 3.5 to $8.97 a bushel. September sitting at $8.91.5. That's up 3.25. Soybean oil also up 58 points, sitting at $29.84. But the meal still slightly lower, with August down 80 at $2.86.20. Cotton also still a bit lower today, with October cotton sitting at $62.55. That's down 33 points on the day. A look at the stock markets here through midday sees the S&P and the NASDAQ back into the green slightly. The S&P up 6 points at 3,222. The NASDAQ up 12 at 10,486. And the Dow Jones still slightly lower, down 33 points at 26,701. A look through the metals sees August gold up $10 an ounce at $18,1030, with September silver also slightly higher, up 18 cents at $19.76 an ounce. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy, with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.